This is ATS member Freedom ERP, and I want to talk to you about a classic case of political grandstanding, where a political leader deliberately, maliciously sets out to divert attention, to focus attention somewhere else. And I'm talking about the great hope, Barack Obama. The vitriol coming out of particularly his office regarding the incident in the Gulf of Mexico is staggering political grandstanding. Many people will turn round and say, ah, BP deserves it. BP is just an example of a company. But just think about what President Obama has actually done here. He has diverted attention away from all the other things going wrong, all the things that he promised the American people when he was elected. Just think about some of the things he's doing. He's calling the company British Petroleum. You'd like to think that the President of the United States might actually have some advisors who could, I don't know, Google something and actually find out that BP hasn't been called British Petroleum since 1998. So what's this focusing on a company and calling it British Petroleum? That, to me, political grandstanding. Classic example of a political leader trying to deflect attention away from other issues. Many of us have seen that the Democrats are probably going to take a bit of a hammering in the upcoming elections in November. So is this some subtle attempt to take this away? If it is, it's political grandstanding. But let's focus on some of the other things that he's done. What right does the American government have to tell a global corporation that it cannot pay dividends to its shareholders and it will attempt court action to stop that? I'm sorry. This is supposed to be the leader of the free world, the home of democracy, the land where people can be entrepreneurial. And here we have political grandstanding, more examples of it. Let's try and stop dividends being paid. Let's analyse that a little bit. BP were looking to pay £1.7 billion in dividends. That's around about $2.5 billion. Okay, the vast majority of that will stay in the UK. People think around about 60%. But there's probably 35 to 40% of that dividend money which will be paid to American financial institutions, to American investment funds, to maybe American individuals who have maybe had BP in their 401 plans. So here is the President of the United States actively wanting to stop American citizens, American institutions and American organizations from taking money from BP. And it seems strange that Barack Obama seems to be focusing on BP. Yes, they're the prime contractor. But what about Halliburton? Oh, would it be right to go after Halliburton? I think we see another example of ineptitude and classic political grandstanding. He's not going to go after an American company. Why? Why should he? He might as well go after British Petroleum. And then let's contrast that. We've had Secretary Gates and we've had General Petraeus in London talking to the new Defence Secretary over here and publicly stating the admiration and the thanks that the American military have for the British military being part of the war on terror and supporting operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. So let's sum this up. On one hand, you've got this grandstanding president saying, oh, British Petroleum, and trying to have a go at a British organisation. Just how stupid is this man? How much of the dividends and the other taxes that BP pay go to pay for a British troop to support and to be partners with our allies in Afghanistan? I'm staggered. This man, he must have, he's either not listening or understanding the world, or he has some particularly cretinous and stupid advisors who are basically saying to him, oh, Mr. President, classic opportunity, grandstand, grandstand. It just seems odd. With one hand, you've got him attacking a venerable British company, a global company. Let's go slightly further. How many Americans are employed by BP? On the other hand, you have his Secretary of Defense and one of your finest modern generals saying how much they respect and welcome British involvement in Afghanistan. Those two, it just almost seems as if President Obama isn't interested in anything outside the shores of the American continent. I tell you, that's actually slightly worrying for me when I see supposedly the leader of the free world focusing more on kicking a global firm. And why is he spending so much time here? Surely he deflects attention from the work that needs to be done there. Why doesn't he just turn around and appoint somebody and say, here you are, here's some money, go ahead, sort the problem out, work with BP as a prime contractor, work with the other companies. But no, it's easier for him to get on the media, on the TV, on the radio and political grandstand, because I'm afraid, America, your president is trying to deflect attention away from all the things that he promised you, all the things that he said would happen when he became president. Guess what? Not many of them have happened. So what does he do? He focuses on something that isn't important. Now I'm going to go out on a limb here. There was a leader in Germany in the 1930s that was renowned for political grandstanding. Thank you.